Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 70 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network. Coming to you today still from my car. So glad that you've decided to just hang out here in the passenger seat of my car. It makes for a much better trip whenever you got someone to travel with, right? So I've come across a new tool that I'm kind of excited about. I gotta totally admit, I just recently was exposed to this and haven't gotten to dig into the nitty-gritty of it, but I've heard teachers talk about it, and I think it has some real potential here. So if you have students that you need to provide feedback to, I think I'm thinking specifically here writing, but you know, this could go for a variety of different activities and assignments that students would turn in. There is this tool called PeerGrade, and it's at peergrade.io. And here's the idea behind it. It's basically a free platform to facilitate feedback sessions for students. And it's not feedback specifically from the teacher. It is peer-to-peer feedback. And so the workflow of how PeerGrade works is that you assign an assignment, students complete it and submit it, then PeerGrade will distribute it to other students so that they can give feedback. The original student receives the feedback, and then you get an overview of everything that has happened. And so I'm looking at this, and again, this is still sort of early days for me on this, and it calls to mind a couple of things about feedback. I think a lot of times when teachers look at providing feedback, whether that is completing, you know, grading answers to questions that students have done, or going over their writing, or watching videos, or whatever, they feel like the feedback has to come from them. And that's the only way, whether we'll actually admit that or not, whether we'll actually say it out loud or not, I think a lot of times that's our belief, that the only positive, good, well-constructed feedback can come from the teacher. And I think this creates some problems in a couple of ways. One is that it makes our students pretty dependent upon the teacher. And the thing is that whenever other students are able to look at each other's work, they really do have some insights and are able to see things in a different way than the original student did. And so there is value there. And I think especially whenever we're able to coach kids on how to give good feedback and what they should be looking for. So that's one potential problem. The other one is that it just doesn't scale. You know, whenever you try to provide all of that individual feedback to everybody and you want to do that, you know, for X number of students, then your amount of prep time or your grading time seems to go way, way up in a hurry. And so I think that's one of those places where if we release some of that to our students and we're willing to let them provide some of the feedback, knowing that, you know, maybe that isn't the end all be all of all of the feedback that they get, but sometimes maybe it can be, then what that also does is it helps students to be aware of what their work looks like from a different perspective too. So this is why I'm starting to think that this idea of PeerGrade and just of giving students the opportunity to give each other feedback and even to reflect on their own work too. I haven't even scratched the surface on that. I think those are really powerful. Now, if you're looking for some ways to coach kids on giving effective feedback, or if you'd like to give better feedback on your own, that's what our next episode is going to be about. So check that one out next. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.